Morning, folks.
Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I have a guest this morning on this show. It is Sheriff Mike Everett of Wayne County. Appreciate him stopping by here, taking his taking time. You weren't here last month. You sent your minion.
Yes.
I'm surprised you're back. Really, I kind of thought that Andy might decide to push you out of the way.
Just take over?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was wondering.
Well, he does enjoy coming out here, but I don't know that he wants to make it a permanent thing.
Welcome. Good to see you back. I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Yes, had a great holidays.
Good New Year. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about, we'll talk a little bit about patrolling. Over the holidays, I guess you make time for all the officers and everybody to get their chance to get home and spend time with their families and stuff. But what do you do over New Year's? I mean, that's traditionally one of the biggest times of the year when folks are out partying and doing stupid things. What do you do then?
It's just basically a normal night for us.
Is that right?
Yeah, over the years. You just kind of figure out that it's just another night. You have to be a little more aware of what's going on the roads. And since there's not too many places in Wayne County as far as taverns or since there's not a lot of that here, except for the clubs and, of course, there at Sims, there's not a lot of places, like that for the people to go. So that helps out, so you're not having to worry about those places. But you still have to make sure that you've got patrol out there watching for DUIs. But people, I think people are getting a little smarter.
Do you think so?
The years. I think so. Not totally, but I do think there's a little more of an effort maybe to get people to drive.
Designated drivers,
yes.
Or keep somebody,
right.
Because keep somebody on drinking.
It is amateur night. I mean, that's the night when people who don't normally imbibe, they will try and drink, and it doesn't usually work out well. So,
no.
It seems as though over the years it has gotten a little bit better.
Well, that's the thing. You've been doing this for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed? And you were on the night shift for the first 10 or so.
12 years of it.
10 or 12 years. You have noticed a little bit of a, over the course of time, just folks getting a little bit, maybe, I don't know if folks are getting smarter, but maybe just more folks are getting common sense.
Right. I think so. It doesn't seem to be near the big deal that it was, 10, 15, 20 years ago, as it is now. I mean, yes, there's still the parties and you still have the get-togethers and stuff like that, but it does seem like you will see a lot more cars still at a residence maybe the next day, or still in a parking lot the next day, and people are getting rides because they don't want to have to go to court.
And and that's one of the things that you can't help paying attention to.
Exactly.
That's part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Paying attention to who, not who, but making sure the folks are getting out of there safely.
Right.
Talking with Sheriff Mike Everett, Wayne County Sheriff. What's the population now, by the way?
Morning it was 16.
Is it cold?
How cold is it?
I mean, it's a block building.
I'd say it's pretty cool back there.
Is it pretty cool back there?
Yeah, I'd say. It's not terrible, but and some parts of the building are colder than others.
Yeah.
So, yes, parts of it are cold.
Yeah.
But not all of it is bad.
Having never been back into that part of the building, I know there have been tours and that kind of thing that I just have not made it in on, and I have not. Thank goodness I haven't been arrested and brought back into that part of the building. Do you let the guys get throws and shawls so they can stay warm?
No.
What?
No. They've got their blankets back there.
They're issued blankets.
Yes, and then a lot of them will buy either a sweatshirt through commissary or something that they can wear under their or over their striped shirt.
A lot of times in wintertime, the most comfortable thing to do is say, like over the weekend, You've got the four football games on from last weekend. You got the four football games coming up this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks, I don't know, men, women, either one, will like to get a like big, heavy throw or cover and basically sit on a – they have lazy boys back there?
No. No, they do not.
No lazy boys?
No, they've got benches at like little picnic table-looking tables, and then they've got their bunks.
That's Is there a TV?
Yes, they do have TVs.
So they can watch football?
Yes, they can.
How does one? How do they figure out who gets to watch what?
I don't know
Is
how
it
that
one
works.
TV?
No, there are TVs in each
cell.
Right,
okay.
But there's only one controlling box.
Really?
Right. So all of the cells have to watch the same thing.
So like last night, even though there were like 15 channels watching, everybody had to watch the president or something. Watch the State of the Union.
Right. Whatever.
As
it
far
was.
As you know.
Yes. Right.
Why would you do such cruel and unusual punishment?
That's just part of it.
Who does get the... That's a great question. Who does get control of the... is it maybe a trustee? Do you have trustees?
We do have a trustee. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know who makes the decision. Now, the controlling box is not back there with them. It's with it's with us.
So the request is made to you guys.
Yes, and we do the channel changing. That way we can monitor what channels the
So you probably don't leave it on, say, Harrison Ford the Fugitive or something.
No, nothing like that.
I'm guessing that Fox Prison Break wasn't one of the main shows you didn't leave it on.
I don't know if that would be qualified as training video, or I'm not sure what that would be.
Look for good sports or something, or educational channels.
And in the mornings, a lot of times they'll put it on a music channel, and they listen to music in the mornings when they're doing their cleaning or whatever back there.
Which kind of cable do you have? You got Fairfield Cable?
Yes.
You,
mm-hmm.
So you could put it on the morning show?
Yes, you could.
Well.
Yes. They could be listening to us right now.
They might be listening to us right now. I hadn't really even considered
that. They could. Most of them are back asleep by now, though.
I suspect. So they've already had the breakfast.
Yeah, they've had breakfast and done their cleaning, so they're back for their morning nap, I'd say.
What a life. They get morning naps?
Yes.
That's incredible. I really need to rethink this whole staying out of this whole three hots and a cot thing. That sounds like it might not be the bad way to go.
I suppose it could be worse.
Is it high definition television?
You know, not ever paid any attention. I mean, they're just what I would consider a normal TV nowadays. So,
how long ago did you buy them?
They were there when I came in, so the previous administration bought those.
I got to tell you, I got to have high def. Would you mind upgrading if you ever arrest me?
For your own personal, we'll get
Would
your
you
own
mind?
Personal. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I and anybody who knows me will tell you that when I walk into other people's house, I demand the remote control. No, I don't demand it. I usually sit there and stare at them until they give it to me. So that works out pretty well.
Sure, it does.
It works out. A request for future reference if it ever does come to
that. Right, to make sure you have the remote with you.
Yeah, I'd really prefer to have the remote. if that's not against regulations, I don't want to screw things up for you there. Oh, so you got 16 in?
Yeah, 16.
I got to that. I was wondering. It's block walls all over the place.
Yes.
How's it heated?
Just a regular furnace.
I know, but through the top?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if there were electrical vents coming in the side or what.
I think it's through the top.
Okay. Well, you know, that's probably safer for commercial purposes, jail purposes.
Right.
I don't have a clue on how I got onto this.
I'm not sure either.
But I think it's good to know.
It is.
Tell me a little bit about what do you keep the temperature back there? Because I'm sitting here next to this block wall here, and until that heat kicks on, I'm freezing.
I don't know what it is back there.
You get people complaining?
Not the cell where the females are is traditionally colder than the rest of them because of where it's at.
Yeah.
And the
north
building,
wall or something?
Yeah, the building is heated in zones with different furnaces and different temperature controls. So if you have it hot enough for them in the back, then that affects other parts of the building and makes them very sauna-ish.
Really?
Yeah. So it's it's a design issue. It seems.
Well,
to
you
be.
Know that's the thing. You're not building a jail really to have tremendously good ventilation.
No, it doesn't seem to have great. Now, it's one of those things. It's got great air conditioning in the winter and great heat in the summer.
Just like my house.
Yeah, exactly. Mine too.
Talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. I'm going to get away from the jail here as we're talking things over for his monthly visit. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM back after these.
I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, "Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool." I said, "If that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low-down poor as me." Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul for something wet and cold as that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, "If booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell." I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible world.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW. This is the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm speaking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. We've been talking about we were talking mainly about the jail. Are there times, as a colder part of the year, do you step up enforcement, or do you step up patrols as it gets colder so you can see in case with the weather bad? Like, we've had some snow days over at counties around and had ice around. Do you step up patrols just to make sure, keeping an eye out for folks who are stranded and that kind of thing?
We try to get out as best we can. With the vehicles that we have now and the ones we're getting, it makes it a little easier for us to get around. And so it's good for us to be out and about trying to deal with, and we're going to be out anyway because inevitably there's going to be the
accident.
Yeah. Or
I drove by, I saw a pullover last night. Somebody was getting pulled over. They wasn't pulled over. They were driving a four-wheeler. Out last night, and apparently drew the attention of one of your officers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just trying to keep watch, make sure that we're out there in case somebody needs something.
Well, that's probably what he was doing.
Right.
Because who in their right mind at 20 degrees is driving around on a four-wheeler?
Well, nobody should be.
Yeah.
That's just, it's dangerous. You just don't realize how cold you get. And if you would happen to get stranded out somewhere and have to walk any distances in this weather, it's not good.
Do you take heed, I guess, of what happened in Patoka late last month, with those folks? I wasn't here to hear about it, but Lynn was telling me about it. The folks who were basically drove into the backwaters,
yes,
and passed away.
Well, we, you know, of course, here in Wayne County, we've had that.
Yeah,
issue
we've had that
a couple of
close to you. Yeah.
Yes, and of course, that's something that we are very serious about and try to just keep telling people, stay out of it. There's no reason, you know, and I realize you've got kids or adults that have, you know, a big four-wheel drive or whatever, and they think, well, I can get through that or whatever. But is it is it really worth it? Is there any need for you to get through, you know, to go through there?
Yeah.
Is it worth what could possibly happen if something happens to your vehicle and you have to get out of that vehicle and wade or swim? It just, it is not worth it. And so we just try and hammer that into people and obviously tell my deputies to stay out of the water as well, unless it's an absolute emergency. But no, it's a very preventable thing.
It's a preventable thing. Yes. And it's a serious issue that folks may not even think about.
No.
You don't realize, they may not realize how much of a current there might be.
Exactly.
When they come up on something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And they just don't realize. And I think, again, it's very preventable if people will just stay out of it. I know that it's enticing. I know you want to get out and play. But that's not anything to mess with.
Did you see, did you yourself, I know your patrolman or your deputies would have gone up. The picture I saw, I didn't go up there and take a look, but the picture I saw when the bridge between West Salem and Mount Airy, the water was all the way to the top of it.
Oh, no, I did not see it.
That was basically the poster for mm-hmm. stay out of the back area.
Yes, it is. And it's something that happens every year. You know, it's going to get out, you know, and most of the time we know where it comes out. You know, if you've done this very long at all, you know what road you can and can't go on this time of year, where you need to stay away from. So if you know where it's at and you know where to stay away from, then stay out of it.
Is it worth it, you think, to warn folks to, what ended up getting those guys over in Patoka or wherever it was their GPS.
Right.
Is it worth it to warn folks to, hey, you know, use common sense, don't just believe in your GPS?
Well, exactly. That's, you know, we've gotten so reliant on where our phone tells us to go or where our GPS tells us to go that we don't look and see what is around us a lot of times. And that thing will lead you places where you probably don't need to be.
Yeah. Well, the GPS doesn't know what kind of car you're driving either.
No. No, and it doesn't know that there's been 6 inches of rain and that this road is 5 feet underwater, and it just doesn't know those things.
Were you guys out having to rescue anybody during the I didn't hear if you had to or not this last go-around.
I think there were some cars off a little bit, but nothing that I know of, no reports to our office that there was anything serious as far as people.
Tell me a little bit about how's your training going? Where have you been training lately? You got anything going on with that?
No, this time of year, what part of the problem and the reason that we haven't had a lot of training is because with the budget, the state budget issue, what we have here in our area and not all over the state are small training groups, or I don't even know how to call them. There, it's called a mobile training unit,
like a consolidation of one set that trains all kinds of departments. Right.
Yeah. It is. It's a group. They're headquartered in ours is headquartered in Carbondale, and they are responsible for training. It seems like 19 counties in southeastern Illinois, and they are sponsored and funded partially by the state and mm-hmm. partially by the departments. You pay a fee to belong.
Sure.
And then you get free training all year, whether it be a taser recertification or handgun qualifications, law updates, jail updates. There's all manner of training that they have throughout the year. Well, when they kept not passing and not passing a budget, that got into the pocketbook of all of the local MTUs, and they really scaled back the training. Now they've released some of the MTU money, and we're getting full training slates back up starting this month. So,
but they just basically had to skip several months, didn't
they? Did. They had to skip about 2 months of really bare bones training to get through until the money came in.
You know, that's really not something that the state can afford to lose out on, because you really don't want deputies and sheriffs and troopers and patrolmen out there that are not well enough trained.
No, and we can't afford it from a local standpoint. Yeah. Our department, Fairfield City, we can't afford to lose that free training, because if we have to pay for it, then you're looking at training hiring a trainer to come in specifically for your department, and it's going to cost you X number of dollars.
And you'd have to bring in different trainers too, because
for different things,
for different different aspects of the training.
Right. So the MTUs are invaluable to local departments here, and so it's nice and good that they have gotten back on track. And so we will start the cold weather. You might catch a law update class or something like that. Here in February, there's a Southern Illinois Criminal Justice Summit in Effingham that we will go to, and they bring in speakers, and there'll be 200 or 300 local.
Sounds like the president will be there, or something like that.
It's a big deal.
Call it a summit.
Yeah, it's a big deal. There's usually 200 or 300 officers there.
Really?
That get together, and there's classes. There'll be speakers come in for 2 days, and just it's also a networking experience, just to get to visit with some of the other guys, see what's going on in other areas.
Tell me a little bit about the the department now has, what, do you have 10 deputies?
Counting me, there are 10 of us, yes.
Counting you, there are 10 of you.
With Ben leaving.
What kind of budget does it take for, how big is your budget?
Let's see, this year.
And how much of it is training? How much of a drain would it be if you were forced to train yourself rather than using those MTUs?
Oh, my. I don't know what the drain would be. I would hate to think what it would
probably
cost.
Would you have to lose a guy?
Yes, I think so. You'd probably have to drop another deputy.
Wow.
Just to be able to pay for training.
That'd be a rough way to go.
It is. And it's just good that the state has released that, and that
I'm glad that you're getting some.
Yes.
Because I had a state senator in here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And asked him, when's this going to work itself out? He's got less clue than any of us.
Wow.
Whenever you talk to, when you hear the legislators who are basically waiting on Mike Madigan and Bruce Rauner to get together. And,
exactly.
And there's those of us, you have to deal with it more than me, of course, but those of us out and everyone out here in the state has to figure out how to, checks aren't coming.
Exactly. And it has put a pinch on local departments, and I think it will continue to until they decide to get something done.
Boy, oh boy. Did you notice or did you hear on the news today, or I know you probably don't go to the city council meetings, they had you're by vehicles all the time.
Yes.
How often what's the current fleet?
We've just ordered 2 trucks yesterday.
Are you gonna they had at the city council last night extended warranty.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about doing extended warranty. Is that something that you guys do or ever consider? I didn't know that. I'd never heard of such a thing, especially for a police department.
No, when I heard the news this morning, that was the first I had heard of that as well. For a lifetime extended warranty.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing.
Might be something to consider, huh?
It would be for us, especially with the miles and the terrain and sometimes the places that we go, it would not be bad to have that sort of protection. I think it's one of the things that's a gamble.
Yeah.
You're gambling on whether you're going to spend $3,000 fixing this vehicle up before you sell it. For us, I know
you're keeping them 150,000 miles anyway, right?
Right. The chargers that we are trading in for the 2 new trucks are between 100 and 150,000.
How many years has it taken to get there? I mean, these are driving all the time.
Those are 2010s. But one of them has sat for the better part of the last year. So it's probably a 4 or 5 year.
You're looking at 30 to 40,000 a year, right?
Yeah, I would say miles. At least 25, yes.
Depends on the deputy, really?
It depends on the deputy. Some drive more than others. Some guys are the guys that do a lot of paper service.
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot of miles on the car.
Yeah.
There are some guys that are more of a surveillance type. They will go out and watch places or this, that, and it might not be as many miles in a night. But guys who do a lot of paper service, now they put miles on them.
How's the I'll ask the last question. I probably should have saved it for next time. But how's the had somebody call in earlier and off air saying, well, by golly, ask the sheriff how the meth battle's going. How's the meth battle going?
Well, we're fighting it.
Yeah.
You know, it's we had three search warrants in one night last weekend. Or last week that got some product they were apparently allegedly distributing. So it's just an ongoing fight.
When you look at something like the war on drugs,
right? I don't know that you ever win it.
No, you really can't, can you?
No,
you can't declare victory.
You cannot. You can declare that you're fighting it. You can show that you're bringing people to jail. Because of it,
yeah.
You know, hopefully sending those people to prison because of it,
yeah.
And know that the guys are doing what they can to fight it, but I don't know that you can ever raise your hand and say I won, because there's always one more. There's always one more.
That's I guess that's kind of the rule of the world now, isn't it?
It is. I think it's, whether it be the war on drugs, whether it be sex crimes, whether it be property crimes, any of those things, you keep plugging and you do what you know to do and you do the best that you can and then hope that you're putting a dent, a big dent in the issue.
Have you seen much more of the heroin since we had the big bust last February?
No, there hasn't been a lot of it. I'm not saying that it's not around,
yeah,
but we just haven't seen as much of it. I think some of the issues with overdoses and some of the things that we saw here in Wayne County that may have been attributed to that may have caused a step back, hopefully.
Oh, really?
And I've talked to other.
Yeah, what are your other sheriffs telling you?
Basically, they're dealing with the same thing we are. Some more prevalent. The closer you get to larger cities, the more prevalent this is going to be, and so they are dealing with it, and they're dealing with some bad batches, deaths as well. So you just hope that. I hate to say it this way, but you hope that some of these folks are smart enough not to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett, we've just been talking about different things affecting the Sheriff's Department at this time. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Talk a little bit more with the Sheriff after these.
Shoes, they smoke them Lucky Strikes and wear a nylon suit. Go be bad, nationwide. Yeah, we bad, nationwide. We'll be right back.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW. What's the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, 104.9 FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest this morning is Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett, and we've been talking about the various issues facing his department over the course of the last year. You are now into year two?
Year two, yes.
Of term two.
Yes.
We've talked about this before. Do all the sheriffs in Illinois run at the same time?
Or? Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So none of you guys are going to be running again very soon, are you?
No, not until be the fall of 18.
Are you ready to come out and announce? Or?
No, not yet.
I just thought I'd ask in
case I was
going to get an exclusive. I didn't know. Well, the reason I bring that up is because I know the last time we had talked about it, you were integral in helping train some of the new sheriffs.
Sure.
How are some of the there were like a 50% turnover in
yes.
Illinois this last election cycle. How are those guys coming along? Or what's the what are you seeing? And did the budget crisis hit at the very wrong time during the first year of these guys trying to get used to their work? And now grant you, I'm asking you to talk about other departments too, because talking to you seem like you've got yours in hand.
Well, I've talked to quite a few of the new guys just at different meetings.
What are they finding?
Well, it's been a mixed bag. Some of them have had no problems with their first budget that they've done on their own and gotten a lot of the things that they needed and or wanted. But then some of them have felt kind of a pinch and not sure how to deal with that. So I think there's been mixed success with them, but I think all in all, they've done a good job, and they seem to be happy and content with their new gig so far.
Well, that's
but it's early.
Well, that's the thing. Whenever you had the election last time, there were so many turnover. That was atypical, wasn't it?
Very much so.
Typically, there's not very much turnover.
There's normally not. A lot of really senior sheriffs. Retiring, leaving. Of course, there were a few election upsets or whatnot, but a lot of it was.
Do you think they're retiring from changes in the job over the course of time, or as it becomes kind of more of a desk/paper job for at least the sheriff's part of it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to patrolling and getting around your constituents?
As far as why they're retiring,
yeah.
I think the ones that did, it was time. I mean, it was an age thing. Of course, Ellery, you know, being there 40 years, that's a long time to be the sheriff.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, it was time to retire. They've gotten to the age where they can and want to get out and do something different. I think we can lose some valuable ones, I think, maybe this go around. So it's always going to you're always going to have that.
Yeah.
You're always going to have the turnover, but this one was very, very unique in how many it was.
Tell me a little bit about the last time we've talked. I'm kind of surprised you're down so low with as cold as it is outside. I am kind of surprised you're down into the teens. I would have figured you'd been quite a bit higher than that.
Well, it seems to be a combination of what's going on with them with their court things as far as what's happening over at the courthouse, and then just not a lot of activity going on with the cold snap and things. People maybe staying in a little bit more, not getting out and moving as much. So it may be a combination of both of those things.
Did you get folks arrested for Christmas? Wanted to come in and have enjoy your meals for Christmas?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there was anything, nothing that sticks out. Let's put it that way.
Well, you see, now that's good.
It is good.
That is good. In talking about elections, we were talking a little bit earlier about McCarter. Kyle McCarter was on the show here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, at this point, even though you're the same party as him and as John Shimkus, you really can't say it is disadvantageous, shall we say.
Yes.
For you to, like, endorse anybody, isn't it?
It would be, it would go against the best interest of not only the office,
but
the county to do that.
Do you get approached by different candidates?
Oh, absolutely do. When you're an elected official, when you're the sheriff, they will want to come and bend your ear a little bit and maybe try to get you to use whatever pull you might have
influence
to go their way. But, you know, especially in a primary like this, it's hard for me to do that.
See, now that's also, we've got it in county too now with the state's attorney primary.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can't even though you've worked with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
As state's attorney, it's something that you folks are going to ask you, hey, Mike, what do you think? Hey, Sheriff, what do you think? And you really can't say, hey, this is out of my hands. You got to make your own decision. Isn't that something?
It is. And my opinions are mine, and they're private. And but as far as
so, who are you voting for?
Well,
I know who you're voting for. You're going to vote for the one who will best serve the county.
Yes, there you go. That sounds good.
Sure. Hey, you could use that.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. I'll have to remember that one.
Keep that one in mind. All right, I got to know. It's did you bring your restaurants?
No, I have not. I've not done any.
You didn't do any research.
No, I've not.
You didn't go anywhere. You've been gone the last 2 months.
One was to a family funeral. I think that's where I was. I was at a family funeral. I had to go to Arkansas to a family funeral, and there wasn't anything just real spectacular on that trip, I don't think.
You can't really tell me, but I'm going to ask you anyway. We were talking about methamphetamine earlier and drugs and the work that you folks are continue to do to try to not win, but continue to fight the war on drugs. You got any big busts coming up that we can spill the beans on? Do we need to look out for?
As far as you know, no, probably not.
Well, you know, I had to try.
I know there has not been anything set in concrete as of yet. Let's put it that way.
You got a well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That means, see, we've basically also just warned the ne'er-do-wells.
Yes, right? That we are coming. You don't know when, but we are coming.
There you go. Well, that's good. I didn't know who passed in the family.
My uncle, he lived in Albion for years. Jake Larch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uncle Jake taught the heavy equipment. I'm sure a lot of folks here in Fairfield even took that.
He had moved down to Arkansas?
Yes, that's where most of my family on my dad's side is from down in Arkansas. So he and Aunt Hazel, they owned the clothing store Larch's there in Albion for years.
Yeah.
And Uncle Jake taught at the high school for years. And he was a huge member of the Shriners over there and drove the little cars and did that.
Have you ever tried to do that, by the way?
No, they're really not built conducive for somebody my size.
No.
So, no, I've not tried to get into one. But that's who we had to go to Arkansas for.
Well, my condolences to the family. I actually, now I'm thinking about it, I didn't realize. Andy never said whenever he was here why he was here.
Yeah, that's why he
just
was
said
here.
He was taking your place.
He asked me if I listened, and I wasn't thinking about it that morning, I did not listen.
Well, you should have said yes anyway, just to be nice to your the guy he's working for.
I think I tried to call him and didn't realize what he was doing at the time and didn't know why he wasn't answering my phone call that morning, trying to check in. But
well, now that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
That makes sense, too. You say that you may have family going to where I just was. To England.
Yes. Well, a lot of it will depend on what Reese decides to do for school.
Yeah.
If he's been accepted to University of Evansville and to Butler University in Indianapolis. And UE, part of their tuition.
Part of the curriculum?
Is you can go to Harlaxton over there in England and study for a semester.
Does Butler have one of those two?
Butler has. They do have a, but it's not part of. UE owns Harlaxton College.
Yeah.
So for them, it's just, you're just going over there to
same
study.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no difference in tuition. You still graduate on time. You're still taking the classes that you would normally take if you were here in good old
If you
USA.
Go over to visit, if he does go over there, let me give you some lowdown. I haven't really talked about the food in England too much on this show or on my show, on me and Len's show. We had some fine meals. We had some wonderful meals over there at England. There, let me put it this way, and I'm warning you, you might want to do a little, you know, you do those exercises every day, right?
Sure.
Treadmill and that kind. You might do a little extra of that going over. There's a lot of gravy. There's a lot of potatoes. And there's a lot of beef. There ain't much else.
Well, I'll have to keep that in mind and maybe take a snack pack or something with
take
me.
Take the snack pack. You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. There is fish. And the fish comes on the fish and chips. You know, they're famous for the fish and chips, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Leave the skin on.
Oh, my.
Yeah. They're skin. It's skinned fish. You can order it unskinned as well,
uh-huh.
but it's kind of a pain. So they serve it with skin on.
Ugh.
Just an FYI.
Wow. I may have to not go visit him if he goes over there. Or stay somewhere else.
All right. Well, let's get back to this continent then before I let you go. It's cold.
Yes.
What if folks need to have in their car?
Make sure your cell phone's charged, blanket, boots, something in case you do have car trouble.
And people do. People are going to have car trouble.
They are. It's that time of year. You're going to have issues. Be prepared for it. Don't run out to go somewhere in your shirt and pants with no coat, no extra stuff, because that's the one time you'll have a flat tire or whatever. Make sure you got your gloves, maybe a stocking cap.
And if you're in some place you don't know and you're using GPS, use common sense.
Yeah, drive slow enough where you can pay attention to what's going on and not drive into backwater.
Mike, I appreciate you coming on. Wonderful as always.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much. That's Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. I'm going to talk with Tom Sterling. He's presenting the Rotary on Thursday night. Thanks very much for listening. Talk to you soon.